Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Coulter. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today. What is the truth concerning why God created human beings? Now, there's a great movement out there, which we have given many segments on, concerning transhumanism, where men think that with all of their technology and all of their machinery and all of their computers and everything that they are doing, that they can give immortality to human beings. That's their goal. There's even a church called the Church of Transhumanism, which is dedicated to giving immortality to all human beings. Well, man will never achieve that. He may come close. There's even a television program out there called Grimm. Now, Grimm is a program which deals with those who are transhumanist, and they have various animal genes in them, and they create various crimes, and Grimm has to come in to try and decide what to do with these creatures. And you know that at high levels in government, they already have the laws created on how to deal with transhumans that are part human, maybe some with two mothers or some with two fathers, have animal genes in them. What are you going to do if you transfer the wolf genes into a man and he becomes an instinctive killer? This was telegraphed by Satan years ago in the movies. Werewolf, right? So you see, Satan has been programming the minds of men to accept this. And at the same time, in the religions, he's invented the false doctrine of the immortality of the soul. So he has also blinded men to the truth of the Bible as to why we're here and why did God create us. And Satan's Christian religion, ooh! Can there be such a thing, Satan's Christian religions? Yes, indeed. It's not what they profess themselves to be. It's what they do and what they preach. Do they do and preach the truth? Do they follow the will of the Father in heaven above? Do they really believe Jesus Christ? You know, that's the very reason for Church at Home. 95% plus of all the churches in the world. Let's just lump them all together. All Sunday-keeping churches, 95% of them are not of God. And the barely 5% that still dare to use the scriptures in the way that God said, they likewise reject one of the main commandments of God, which is the seventh-day Sabbath, and they know it. It's no surprise to them. You ask any minister in a church like that, which day is really the Sabbath of the Lord? Well, it's the seventh day, but the church changed it. Really? Well, you need to go back and go through our series and the segments we have on Sabbath and Sunday. But you see, this is the nature of men without God. Because God made it so man can think beyond himself, having made man a little lower than God. So he can think in times past, he can think in times future, he can think in times of eternity, as we saw in Ecclesiastes, the third chapter. And that's because of the spirit of man that is in him. And we know something very important concerning the spirit of man. It gives him intelligence. It gives him understanding. But it also, without the spirit of God, can be misled by the prince of the power of the air, Satan the devil, that spirit that is now interworking in the children of disobedience. So you see, everyone in the world falls into one of two camps, either Satan's camp or God's. And if you're in God's camp, then you love God, keep his commandments. You don't argue back with God. You don't reason with God and say, oh, God, we're such good and well-intended people that we will honor you on Sunday. God will say to you, what's wrong with the day I created? Now you start searching. Where are those people who do love God and keep his commandments? There you will find the more that they keep the commandments of God, the more they understand about the Bible. But God's hidden secret, God's mystery of life, is bound up in his creation. And only God reveals it to those who love him. And he's able to do it through the power of his Holy Spirit, because there is a spirit in man. And that spirit in man gives him intelligence in life and the ability to think and all of these things. And this is why James says in the last verse of chapter 2, as the body without the spirit is dead, so is faith without works. So you need the spirit of man within you to have life. Now let's see what the spirit of man does. Let's come to 1 Corinthians, the second chapter, and let's see what Paul writes concerning the spirit of man. Now every man and every woman has the spirit of man in them. And God designed it that way. And God wants you to come to the point of loving God and serving him and repenting and being baptized so you can receive the Holy Spirit, so that will be conjoined with your spirit. Now, we'll talk about that a little later. But what I want to focus on is God's transhumanism plan, and centers all around the spirit of man and the spirit of God. So let's pick it up here in verse 9, 1 Corinthians, the second chapter. But according as it is written, the eye has not seen, nor the ear heard, neither is it entered into the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for those who love him. Though man has eternity built in his mind, that is, the ability to think beyond himself, and think of life after death, all the thinking by man, all the religious traditions by men, regardless of what they may be, can never come to the truth of what the Bible teaches without the Spirit of God. And God has not given this knowledge to everyone in the world. He gives it to those who love him. And to love God means what? You love him with all your heart, mind, and soul, and being. That's the first commandment. And most people don't even do that. That's the first and greatest commandment. And then you keep his commandments with the Spirit of God within you. And you love your neighbor as yourself. And Jesus said, on those two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. And yet millions of deceived people claiming to be Christian are not, because they do away with the need to read and study the Old Testament and much of the New Testament, and yet claim they're Christian. How can that be? That's a fraud. That's a counterfeit. Therefore, they don't understand why God made man. Nor do they understand God's transhumanist plan. So let's read it here. Neither is it entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them to us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. Now that's why at Church at Home, Christian Biblical Church of God, we are dedicated not only to restoring original Christianity for today, but to preach and teach the whole Bible. Not to exclude, not to slice and dice, not to think of things our ways, not to bring our own ways of viewing God, but let the Bible interpret the Bible and let the Scriptures interpret the Scriptures so that we understand what God is telling us. And we need the Spirit of God in order to do that. That's why the Bible is not like any other book. It's not like a novel. You can pick it up and read it. No. There are some things in there easy to understand. There are some things in there that are more difficult to understand. There are other things in there that no one can understand without the Spirit of God. Now let's come to verse 11, because this tells us about the spirit of man, and then why we need the Spirit of God, see? God wants to reveal it, but he's not going to reveal it if you march up to God and say, "Here I am. By the way, God, I got a good idea." Hey, no. Verse 11, "For who among men understands the things of man except by the spirit of man which is in him?" And that comes right at conception, because the Spirit of God is what motivates and forms, and the spirit that God gives is the spirit of man at conception, and that's what causes you to be created in your mother's womb according to the plan of God through the genes and chromosomes which he has created. Now let's read on. "In the same way also, the things of God no one understands except by the Spirit of God." And every time you leave off some of the Word of God, you cut off some spiritual understanding. And yet the Christian world doesn't even seem to know it. Now, every year we go through all the holidays of this world, everyone proclaiming and professing to be Christian concerning it. Now you go view our segments on Christmas Unveiled. It's all based on a lie. Jesus was not born December 25th. God condemns the Christmas tree. God condemns the feasts of men. And yet men, just like taking a branch and stuffing it up right in God's nose, telling God, "You have to accept this because we're righteous." Do you think that God is going to reveal anything to them? No. God does not do that. That's why the Bible says many are called, but few are chosen. And only the ones who are chosen are those who repent and are baptized and receive the Holy Spirit. So, you cannot understand the things of God except by the Spirit of God. God designed it that way. Now the question is that we're all confronted with, what am I going to do? Whom should I believe? What should I believe? Because you see, Satan says, everything of God's way is a cult. But it's not. Everything of God's way is right and good and perfect and beautiful and holy and righteous. Everything that God has given. But you can't understand that without the Spirit of God being there to lead you if you're desiring to know. And once you come to the point of repentance and baptism, the Spirit of God is then conjoined to your spirit. And now you become a begotten son or daughter of God. And that's the whole purpose as to what God wants. Now notice, verse 12. "Now we have not received the spirit of the world." What is the spirit of the world? Everything concerning how the world operates under Satan's deception. Because he told Jesus, "If you will bow down and worship me, I'll give you all the kingdoms of the world. Because they have been delivered to me, and I give them to whomsoever I will." Do you have the spirit of the world? Do you love the Christianity of this world? That's the spirit of this world. Do you love the holidays of this world? That's the spirit of this world. Do you put other human beings before God? That's the spirit of this world. Do you do away with the law and prophets of God? That's the spirit of this world. And where does the spirit of this world come from? Comes from Satan the devil. Now notice, continuing, we have not received the spirit of the world, but the spirit that is of God, so that we might know the things graciously given to us by God. And this comes a bit at a time, a bit at a time. You learn, you study, you grow, you overcome, you pray. All of these things, and you come to understand more and more the fullness of the plan of God. Christianity of this world is like getting on a bus to go on a trip. Oh, accept the Lord Jesus, I do. Ask God to forgive you your sins, I ask you to forgive my sins. Voila, you have been saved for all eternity. Get on the bus. So you get on the bus, the driver starts up the engine, drives 6 feet, stops, turns off the engine and says, "We've arrived." You can get off. It's all done. That's the spirit of this world. Now, in Romans, the 8th chapter, we find something else that's very important, because this is necessary to receive God's form of transhumanism, because he created you for a great purpose, to become a full-fledged spirit being, immortal, as Christ is immortal, as God the Father is immortal, to be their very sons and daughters. Romans 8 and verse 9. However, you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if the Spirit of God is indeed dwelling in you. Well, that's important to understand. You must have the Spirit of God within you. And what you do to receive it is a knowledgeable repentance, a knowledgeable baptism, a knowledgeable receiving of the laying on of hands, and to walk in newness of life. Now, we'll cover that in a little more depth. That's just a summary. Now, notice what else it says. But if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to him. Do you understand that? There is a dividing line. We don't have the spirit of this world. We have the Spirit of God. The spirit of this world comes from Satan the devil. And he can perform miracles and do things that are fantastic. But it's not of God. So you have to understand what the truth really is. Now notice verse 10, but if Christ be within you, now that's important to understand. The night of the last Passover, before he was arrested, he told the disciples that he would send the Spirit of the truth, the Holy Spirit. And he told them, the Spirit is with you and shall be within you. There's a difference. God uses the Spirit to call you, to lead you, but you must answer the call. And it does not become God's Holy Spirit within you until you have repented and are baptized and received the Holy Spirit of God. Churches today that profess to be Christian don't even baptize any longer. What do you think of that? Is that not a fraud and a counterfeit? So notice, but if Christ be within you, the body is indeed dead because of sin, because you're growing, you're changing, you're overcoming. However, the Spirit is life because of righteousness. Now we need to understand there's another aspect of the Spirit of God that is important to realize, because all of this is necessary in order for you to fulfill the purpose of God. See, God hasn't made any mistakes out here. God is the one who does the leading. God is the one who does the calling. You must answer that call. God is the one who gives us these things through his word, but we must hunger and thirst for it and want to live by it and want to love God. Let's go on. Verse 11. Now if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is dwelling within you, that is the begettal of the Holy Spirit from the Father. Now notice the promise. He who raised Christ from the dead will also quicken your mortal bodies because of his spirit that dwells within you. See, it is the spirit of God the Father and Jesus Christ combined when you receive the Holy Spirit of God. And the Holy Spirit of God is that which reveals to us and teaches us the things of God, which no man understands except by the Spirit of God. That's the secret of God's transhumanism. That's why men can go out there and think, oh, well, let's give ourselves immortality. Let's see if we can find the death gene and modify that so we can live longer. And then let's take our soul and let's freeze it in a cryonic deep freeze so then we can come back to life at a greater time. What a stupid and insane immortality program. God has it right here. Notice, he will quicken your mortal bodies. No man can do that. No computer can do that. No nanotechnology can do that. Only God. Now notice, come down here to verse 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. Now you have not received a spirit of bondage again, unto fear. So the spirit of the world is the spirit of bondage, and that comes from Satan the devil. That is a counterfeit. And most of the world is eating of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil supplied by Satan the devil. And as a matter of fact, when you study Christmas for what it is, that's exactly what they put in their house. They're celebrating the fact that they have put a remembrance of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil to celebrate man's fall on a day that God has never sanctified. Let's read on. Now you have not received the spirit of bondage again unto fear, but you have received the spirit of sonship, whereby we call out, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself bears witness conjointly with our spirit, testifying that we are the children of God. Now think of that. That's God's transhumanist plan. So at the resurrection, we can be raised from the dead and receive immortality, beautiful immortality, not dependent upon a computer, not dependent upon nanotechnology, not dependent upon the evil spirit of Satan the devil, because he cannot give life to anyone. All of those who believe in transhumanism their way are following Satan the devil, and they're all going to die, and they're all going to suffer the anguish and penalty that comes with the plagues written in the book of Revelation of these men that think they can play God. Now, you need to think on that. God has his plan. Way of love, way of truth, way of faith, way of understanding. And God reveals these things to us. Now we have the whole Bible today. How many Bibles do you have in your house? How many times have you read it? Do you really study it? That's God's personal message to you on how you can become a son or daughter of God. Is that what you want? Now let me once again say, go to our homepage, because for those who watch Church at Home, you may obtain the Holy Bible in its original order, a faithful version with commentary to help you understand the Bible, because there's so much confusion out there that it is all inspired by Satan the devil, because God is not the author of confusion. So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. So until next time, this is Fred Coulter saying so long, everyone, and thank you for inviting me into your home.